An Obama administration official said today that the average fuel economy of new vehicles purchased through the Cash for Clunkers program was 25.4 miles per gallon, and the average fuel efficiency of the trade-ins was 15.8 mmg, representing an over 9 miles per gallon fuel economy increase. But the future of the popular federal government's program is in doubt, after it essentially ran out of money just a week into the program last week. Reacting to that, the House of Representatives approved an additional $2 billion for the program on Friday, but the U.S. Senate has yet to act. Two major auto dealer groups were encouraging their member dealerships to bombard the Senate today with calls and emails. The program provides consumers with $3,500 or $4,500 in incentives for trading in gas guzzlers for more fuel-efficient vehicles. Ford and Subaru reported high auto sales in July. For Ford, it was their best month since late 2007. John Sternal is a spokesman for leasetrader.com. He acknowledged that there was a lot of confusion about the status of the program, particularly with the auto dealers.
You know, the dealers have really taken it on the chin over the last several months, beginning with the GM dealers and the Chrysler dealers basically being phased out. And now they think that this is going to be a little bit of a spark for them because it's going to bring a lot more people into the showrooms. And of course it has, but the larger question is, you know, what happens when this money really does run out, and what happens when this program really does run its course? You know, does this mean that we're going to get back to the day of people just not being afraid to make that decision to renew their vehicle, or is this just a fly by night? It's great right now, but next month we're going to be back to where we were not long again. So there's still a lot of unanswered questions that are associated with this very issue.
Now, some would say also, some Republicans are saying, and of course we're waiting to see if there'll be a vote in the Senate this week on this. A Republican aide told the Wall Street Journal that lawmakers want to see evidence that the initial funding for the program will actually lead to reduced vehicle emissions. Michael Girard, he's a director of Columbia Law School's Center for Climate Change Law. He said that the program, the Cash for Clunkers program, is not a cost-effective way to reduce fuel use or greenhouse gas emissions because he says any energy savings could take several years to realize considering the time it takes the fuel savings from a new car to exceed the energy cost used to make it. But obviously, it seems like on one level, just getting rid of gas guzzlers for more fuel-efficient vehicles is a positive thing.
There's a couple of things going on with that aspect. Number one, we can't forget, it's still fresh in millions of Americans' minds, the cost of gas that we had to deal with last summer, where it was $4, sometimes $5 a gallon in some parts, and so just any opportunity to get yourself into a different engine structure with your vehicle where it's a little bit more friendly on the pump, yes, that's always going to be one environmental situation that's going to be beneficial to all. You know, a couple other things in play, though, speaking directly to how long it's going to take before people see any kind of real cost savings, not only to their wallets, but also to the environment. I can tell you one thing that we've definitely seen here at leasetrader.com is with these hybrids, you know, it's a little bit more of an expense as far as cost of entry to get into those vehicles, and yes, it's going to take you a few years before you really see any benefits to your wallet because you know you've got to use a hybrid for many years before you can really see that difference. So you know it's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out.